and early 70s. And following us right here on CKUT is a 27th hour of horror and chaos and disorder with Dead End Doug and the Captain Graham. So on behalf of Armitage, Shanks, and Mark, thanks again for tuning in for this evening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night.
FM.
We're gonna take things into rudimentary peni here with "We're Gonna Die," something like that. What is the title of the song? "We're Gonna Destroy Life, the World."
Yeah, the same kind of thing.
From Ugo Fumpapa, which you'll be hearing repeatedly in the background.
Hopeful.
Enjoy.
planet of the apes.
And that was Sanction with Our Lives, Our World. For that, we heard Violent Apathy with Real World. The Mummies, You Must Fight to Live on the Planet of the Apes. And that record's probably sitting in the CQT library just outside of our reach right now.
Gathering dust.
Yeah, but hopefully soon we'll be back. We're still doing the show remotely for those that have no idea what I'm talking about. Before that, we're going to Destroy Life the World by Rudimentary Peni. So, yeah, this is like an Earth Day, post-Earth Day show. So songs about
Earth Day was Friday.
Celebrating the Earth. As you know, as humans have celebrated the Earth by living on it, using it,
eating it,
raping it. Yeah.
I had this idea. I thought, like, humans are the top predators on this world.
I don't think that's true.
Prey is the Earth.
I think that's giving humans too much credit, to be honest. I think we were never an apex predator, and we never will be, but we created all this technology, and that in the end is just destroying our own habitat. So it's not nearly as cool as being the top of the food chain kind of thing.
The issue is you deplete your food. if you're too efficient and too successful. Overpopulated.
Yeah, it's true, but anybody could do that. It's just the only difference is that
all
there's
you have
nobody
to do is write in. And
there's
find
nobody.
Out how.
Yeah, there's nobody to deplete you. Is the problem. The only thing that nowadays is really successful at hunting humans is stuff like viruses and bacteria.
Yeah, that's true. Something food for thought.
And ourselves are actually we do a great job of killing ourselves.
And always have, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Humans like to break things. And we've broken the earth, but we could probably fix it. I hope.
We could definitely do better than we're doing right now.
We should stop using oil and stuff and do like the exploders are going to do and use electric power.
garbage, 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 garbage. Garbage, 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 garbage. Garbage, 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 garbage.
What's your weirdest face, Doug?
It's hard to say, you know, you never really know until you see it.
Yeah, this is mine. I've also got this one. And have you seen?
Yes.
Doesn't really translate very well on the radio, unfortunately. So we had...
So I should have been taking screen caps to share on there.
Yeah.
On the Instagram.
Really bring the... the likes.
Graham has been having issues with his internet connection, and but he's back now. So
yeah, I've been making faces at my internet, and it seems to have learned its lesson.
Yeah.
For now, and just until the next time. It's always just until the next time.
What did we hear?
I heard the Exploders with Electric Power. That was the 2017 release of the 1999 recordings from Ghetto Recorders in Detroit.
A lot of great albums have been recorded there, actually.
Yeah. It's a lot of material that you find on their album, but just different versions plus a bunch of other stuff. You can find it on their Bandcamp. They have a very generous Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. In that, you can find that album and others that they've released.
I believe that this
is usually
this...
what people do with their Bandcamp.
I believe that the...
in a generous way.
If I'm not mistaken, the Spaceships recorded there.
Oh, yeah,
and,
cool.
And the Daylight Lovers. And the dude had some sort of feud with Jack White about something that apparently in the end he didn't even record. But because I think he recorded something of Jack White's in the early days, but then when they became big, he wanted to get some money, but then in the end it turned out that the thing that he did had nothing to do with the stuff that they sold later on.
Well, that sounds like a giant misunderstanding all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, there we go.
We also heard the Deviants with their song Garbage off their Patoof album from 1967. Garbage. This is the Earth Day Show.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up?
What do we have coming up? We have Karma Sutra with It's Our World 2 and Scum of the Earth. To double check who's playing that because I can't remember right now. And Circle Jerks.
Volunteer Run Radio.
Yeah. Product of my environment. So.
Stay tuned. CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, the world's not theirs to blow to hell. It's not just theirs, it's ours as well!
Sour Toast! Sour Toast! They're Sour Toast! over her drums, sitting in bars, talking about sex, talking about cars, talking about football, women at lunch. They just keep talking, but don't say much. I'm a product of my environment. My vocabulary's like brick in the gutter. Words that cut so sharp, cut like a hot knife through butter. Not my fault, but then again, schools and teachers were never my friends. Nothing's wrong with a little education. I don't need a new vocation. I'm a product of my environment. Things that occur, events take place that will wipe the smile right off your face. Traffic, smog, movies, theaters, lines of people, markets, police, banks. Say, how am I supposed to think? I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment.
Are we here?
Are we here?
I'm here.
We're here.
Hello, listener.
We're back.
Welcome back. It's 11:27 p.m. here on the show, the 27th hour show. How do you like me now? I'm really close to the microphone.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm going to do some of that ASMR stuff.
Yeah. That was a selection of the tracks about the Earth, the people that live on it, and how they turn out, I think. What do you have for us, Graham?
This next set is conceptual. Mm. So we're going to start off with Guitar Wolf off of their 1997 album Planet of the Wolves with the song Planet Heart, which is an anagram for Planet Earth.
Mm. True.
I'll follow that with The Dead Boys off of 1977's Young, Loud, and Snotty with Sonic Reducer, because we should be reducing
our sonic footprint.
Our footprint in every way, really, like the things that we use and the things that we extract from the Earth and all that. As everybody knows, yeah. It's the first R.
You could do a cover of this. You could do a cover of that song called Humonic Reducer.
Humonic? Reducing the humans?
I don't know. All things reducing? Human. All things
you
human.
Don't like harmonicas?
Humonic, not harmonic.
Humonic. You sound like a Ferengi, Doug. Human.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah.
They're
And after the Dead Boys, we're going to hear from the Knight Brothers with their 1963 B-side, Secondhand Lover, which speaks to the reuse part of the VRs. I couldn't find a song about recycling. I could not.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Not in my library, anyways. That was readily available to me. To be fair, it's not a very poetic word, recycle. I
mean, who's writing songs about recycling, anyways?
Propagandhi?
That's not what they're
saying. Fugazi.
Maybe.
I bet Fugazi are writing songs about recycling. As we
propaganda. Sacrilege. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, song producer and no loser. Cool. People out on the streets, they don't know who I am. I watch them from my room, they are just passing by. But I'm not just anyone, said I'm not just anyone. I got my dumb machine, got my electronic dream. Song producer and a loser. Got my song producer, ain't no loser. Soon, root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet tall, and you'll be nothing at all. I got my dumb machine, I got my electronic drive. Sun producer, ain't no loser. Got my sun producer, ain't no loser.
Song about recycling, yeah.
Reusing, yeah.
Recycling, reuse, you know. The three R's.
The three R's are in order of importance, and it's reduce, reuse, and then recycle.
Yeah. I don't know if that applies to relationships, though. Of course, well. Being reduced. I guess it does, as far as, you know, like not
reduce
overpopulating.
Reduce the number of your relationships.
Yeah, reduce the number of babies.
Reuse some of them. As many of them as you can.
Go back to all your exes.
Until they wear out. and then recycle.
Or until you wear out. Whichever comes first.
This is not holding up, Doug. I'm sorry.
Actually, what's happened now is something that's never before been done, is that we just listen to one of your sets, and then one of your sets is about to play again, just to forward.
Oh, my God. That's exciting.
Yeah. First ever.
I didn't know that you had done that. Okay, so the theme continues here. It's Earth Day, and so we're going to hear from Blow from Nigeria off of their album Chapter 1 from 1973. It's Chant to Mother Earth, which is a pretty heavy psychedelic funk track out of Africa, of course. Following that, and kind of on top and overlapping the end, sort of. Really, that's what happens. That's the truth. Is Leonard Nimoy with his track A Visit to a Sad Planet off of his 1967 masterpiece Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. Wow. Along with Earth Calling by Hawkwind. And you know what? On Earth Day, Friday, I bought a bicycle. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I think more people should be bicycling. I think I should be bicycling. I don't know that I'm going to drive my gas-burning scooter anymore. I think maybe I might get rid of that.
Yeah.
As a way to honor the Earth. And so on that note, I've included at the end of this set the deep songwriting achievement that is the Buff Medway's Medway Wheelers from 2005. So Billy Childish's mom and her hobby of cycling around the country.
Wow.
And the adventures she got into. But first, of course, off the top, it's Blow and Chant to Mother Earth. CKUT 90.3 FM in the 27th hour of what?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, what is it again?
I forgot.
Oh, God.
Horror, chaos, and disorder.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
11:41 p.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yes.
my planet, careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation, and with much difficulty, maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty. Intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. They started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace, and they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, we called it Earth.
Join the midway. high-wheelers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Billy Childish.
Yeah, Billy Childish after he discovered The Who.
Indeed.
With the Buff Medways.
The Bug.
The Bug Wegwegways. And Nodug Wendy.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to our program. And
Despite.
Come and find us on Instagram or Facebook. 27th Hour. Yeah. Come like and follow and all that.
Give us suggestions.
Yeah, interact
tips,
with us.
Pointers.
We respond to messages sometimes.
We always do. Sometimes. The thing is, we just don't get very many of them. So that's why it seems like we sometimes respond, but we always get back.
Yeah. So if you have something to tell us, please do so. The next tracks, two tracks left. One of them is going to be performed by New Jersey's own The Misfits, Earth AD, which I interpret as Earth After Death.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what... I guess we're in the... I suppose we're in the After Death period all the time.
Right? Yeah, it is probably. Yeah, well...
After the death of Christ.
Which one? Yeah, that's true.
That's and
not
then,
what it stands for, though, usually. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. And then the obligatory Earth Day track, Jimi Hendrix performing All Along the Watchtower. So enjoy.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And here's The Misfits. We'll be right back.
you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
CKUT.
27th hour.
90.3.
Chaos, Horror, and Disorder.
SS.
Stay tuned for more radio. Up next.
To CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT. We're on the air. Let my eye fly for CKUT.
Pick up the CKUT.